Gareo ke lo ton jang me joy kana ta ja jang bar cha te mer bain dor no kire kin kon tung rei ga jang wei dan gar kon dal ba nei dia bin yer kan war bin de jan nam me ju wei da ji do le twang me cha re nyum de wi de yi ke long tien gua ja kon le ni re jang lo gan mandan bar ga jeng jang ma ken liu pa wa ga wono ai de wan ti ga rao ke lo kon jang mi joy kana ta ja jang bar ta de ma bai do ra no ke re tin kon tung re ga jang we dan bar kon dal ba nei ja de Wang lai penenda kon dal ye ga ya kan wa me liu ka ter kon limun
good afternoon. You are tuned to XL Radio, as always with Baby Zan, here for an episode with the wonderful Gordon Coeing. For those Melburnians tuning in, I'm sure this name will be a familiar one, as many of us have had the joy of seeing him play around Melbourne and hopefully also had the opportunity to dance to his music, which I have more times than I can count. Today I was lucky enough to have a chat with him, talk about what he's been up to, his musical influences, alongside having an a cappella performance sung to me over the phone. So stay tuned for that one. It's quite a sonic experience. That track we heard at the top was Mel Mi Goa, the Ginoli remix. And we're going to be hearing a mix of older and newer releases today. Gordon is a very busy man putting out lots of content, and so I'm excited to play some things that have just been released, fresh to both your ears and mine. As always, everything will be in the show notes so you can track down the songs. And before we start our chat, I'm going to treat us to one more song by Gordon. This one is called South Sudan.
Yeah. I'm really happy to hear you.
Good to see you. So Gordon, I wanted to ask you some questions for a Music in Exile podcast we're making. Would you be down to have a bit of a chat?
Yes, no worries. I am ready.
Okay. So I wanted to ask you if, yeah, there were any songs that came to mind that have influenced you and your music.
So long ago, there were a lot of songs, but in my culture, when we were in South Sudan back home in 1988, when I learned my stum, so we've been playing a lot of the songs. Sometime we used to go to where the people dance and playing the culture and And those places was the place that I start learning how to love music. And again, also there were a time when I understand that the music is very good, and then I went to churches, and then I think the song together with the choir, this is really a big thing to me that make me to love music when I hear the choir's voice when they sing together, and then it make me very, very happy. So all those songs that we will be in sings, we sang them in Arabic sometime in my mother tongue in Noor, and then until 2007, there were a man that I love his music. This is the music I love, and then it's a cultural music also when he played, and then a lot of people they used to dance for that songs. Then it contribute also, it make me also to improve my music. That music is really fantastic. But long ago when I learned my music, the big thing was the churches. The second one was the cultural, the dances when they dance and they sing the songs for the dance, for the culture, and then the music become in my mind was nice.
There are two tracks that Gordon wanted to play on this front. The first is a cultural song of the Noor people by Paul B, featuring Puwach B, and the second track we'll go into is the accompanying music for a Noor cultural dance, as done by Elizabeth Group. I'll put the link so you can watch the video in the show notes, because I really think it adds to the performance.
I fall in love with you, the day my world began to turn.
Kanya may be na raye chide me pa,
and wale be na raye
chide me pa.
Kanya may be na raye
chide me pa,
and wale be na raye
chide me pa.
Bara wara noni,
I ah ah,
hey.
Bara wara noni,
I ah ah,
hey.
Bibobo bobo koda,
I ah ah,
hey.
I wanna warm your body, I wanna make you happy. Kiss you, hug you, hold you. I see a mutumdu. In your road, a cabji, a bomaji. Berniamda, I a hindu. Tabba babdu, kaya a bamdu. Tabba kaudu, kajoya toku. A cabarask, yaman yaman yaman.
And ya may be na raye,
chidem me pa.
And wale be na raye,
chidem me pa.
And ya may be na raye,
chidem me pa.
And wale be na raye,
chidem me pa.
Bara wara noni,
Hey,
people
will
vote for that.
body, shake your body, warm your body, shake your body, warm your body, shake your body, warm your body, shake your, 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 shake your.
And
while they be not right,
yet
and now may be not right, and while they be not right, but our own, but our own,
Thank you.
This next track, as selected by Gordon, is called Dangnil Chuk and is an example of the more disco, dance and drum machine heavy music coming out of Sudan.
Be my home, don't take it in. Be my home, where I'm at. ye kan kan de ring ring ul kon im pur in rar ye bo dan bo rim kim ka dan kim kan my dear ki wo ye pa chwal ki ya bo rim kul ki nya dam ki de ngi na so ta ni nga de bi gan ngi ni ki ngai rim le ta ku de ki de kwa kan de kwa ar wa yo e de kwa ni kan de kwa ar wa yo ni cho ya
Daniel Chuk, that guy is now is in South Sudan. He only singing the song, and they went to Drama Chin. They record their songs, and then they play it in DJ, and then the people in the culture, they dancing.
Okay, so it's more like dance music.
Yeah, dance music, and then but it's really nice music. I loved it so much.
Gordon, do you ever use a drum machine?
Long ago in 2000, I started in 2000. Sometime I record my song in a drum machine, and then we playing them in a DJ sometime. But now here in Australia, and that time also when we were in Apenal, we've been using my tomb playing it, and then Paul playing the drums, the djembe. This is the way that we use. But in 2013, and then we play also in a drum machine, and a record, and then we play the DJ. And then from 2000, and even the time we came in Australia also in 2012, we've been here playing the concerts with DJs. We went to Brisbane and also Adelaide and Perth, and we played 2 times here in Melbourne, and then we go back to South Sudan, and we used the DJ that time. But now, when I decided to be an Australia resident, and then we used the band with Joe Alexander and Music in Exiles, so we work together in very, very good work. Because the guys, when I give them my lines in my song, they get it very quick, and then they learn well, and then we work together, become a very nice band. I think you, if you attend one of my performing in the festivals or in some shows, I think you could be happy if you attend it. It's really nice.
Yeah. I saw you play at Strawberry Fields, and the entire crowd was jumping. It was such an infectious energy, Gordon.
Thank you. And again, Meridius Festival, that time we did the best. And also there were a performance in Something Unlimited Festival was great. And also what we did in Brisbane last 2 years ago, and then it was nice. There's a lot of performance that we did with the band. They're very fantastic. I think we can't wait to see the audience again when people come together. If this outbreak go, then it could be nice. We need to see the audience again. We miss them.
Yeah, how have you been going? You were touring and performing so much before this happened. How has the transition been without, I guess, having your performances all the time?
It's really nice. When we went to performance, it's like very, very fantastic, because we used to be happy always. When I hear the voice of the people who listen my song and they dance, when they shout it, and then it make me very, very happy. It used to make me happy. And also even the time when we play the music, that time last 3 weeks ago in Monash University on lunch, online, then we get a lot of people, they're watching me, and they tell me in their words, Gordon, you're doing the best, which is very good. And then we'll make musician happy sometime in your mind. You can compose a lot of songs. That's why I compose the song. Even coronavirus, I compose the song for it, because the communities, they make me very happy to do the best in the music. That's true.
Incredible. Gordon, how would you say your music has changed over the past 20 years from when you started, I guess, touring and playing lots of live music?
Mm. Yeah, it changed sometime, because sometime I used to play in the drum machine with the DJ, and also sometime we worked together with a band, and sometime also it used to change when, like the time when we were in Malakal, in Apanal, I got 6 girls, they singing together with me. And then also there were 6 boys, they dancing. And Paul with me, we're playing the djembe and atum, which is not also, it seemed like a band, because there's 12 dancing, and we're playing the instrument, the trum and the djembe was nice. And we changed to DJ in 2000, and then until 2013, and then was great. And then also we come to band again to 2016 until now. We're using band, which is very good. And also sometime we used to go, Paul and I, we used to go to performances with the tum and djembe, because my music is going together for everything. When I play with the djembe and tum, it's going very well. When we play with the band, it's going fantastic. When we play with dances and the girls who are singing the songs with me, it's going very well. Even now here in Victoria, I get 2 girls. The one named Alex, and another one named Sophia, they sing together with me, and Alex playing the viola sometime, and Sophia playing the violin, and I play the tum, and Paul play the djembe. It's going fantastic. So I see, like, I thank God. It's a gift from him.
And Gordon, you spoke earlier about a love for church music. Is that something you still partake in?
Yes, even now we start recording the gospel album. Will come out, I think, 2 years' time. So we compose it. We compose a gospel song here now. We record 3 songs and then remain 7. When this coronavirus go, and then I will go and record the 7 songs. And then the gospel song will be 10 songs. We will release them when we release the coronavirus album, and also we will release the Unity album that will come out in 2020, in that 14th of August, and then the Unity album will come out, and then coronavirus album will come out, and then again gospel's album will come out. I think I have 3 albums coming very quick together. I really thank Australia. It's really very good environment in Victoria, because it makes musicians to compose a lot of songs. When you are in your place, quiet place, you think big, and then you will get a lot of songs. One and the same time, it's more time, because I thank God, He gave me a gift. I am a songwriter, and I playing them alone, and I can playing them with others. And also, I am playing my tum at the same time, which is good.
Are these songs going to be covers or things that you're writing yourself?
Yes, I am writing them by myself in mother tongue. I'm singing them, and I will record them, and then it will come. They are my songs. Because when we were in choir, I composed a lot of songs to them. They used to sing them, and I played the tomb with them together when they played their instruments. And then now those songs, I didn't record them in overseas, but I decided to record them here. And then the songs are my songs. Thank you for the question.
Mm. And is there a preferred language you like to sing in? Because I know you can sing in Arabic, Newar, and English.
Yes, now I'm using them in my music. I sing for three languages, the English and Arabic and Noir. So I'm using them together. But that time when I were back home, I didn't sing the songs in English a lot. But because English sometimes, when you didn't learn it well, and the music, it need somebody to compose the best way the people will hear. So now I decided to sing the songs in English here in Australia because I learned very well. People, when they talk to me in English, and then I get some words, and then I learn some vocabulary, and then it's really very good. So you see, and then it make me to know English. And then I am now decided to compose my song in English.
Our next track is a special one. Gordon and Paul and I were having trouble locating the Dung Nil Chuk song. And then Gordon pointed out that even though he might not be able to remember the name, he could remember how to sing it for me.
I don't know the name, but I know only the song that I can sing. That guy is singing Noor, is a Chojin wa dong pian, chua rek toro wajek, chua let ka bak bak, ka changa neri gar kan, balan ne tuk ping, chaka tuk ping wulat, chaka let ka nya yad, chua del jek rup tik, chua gun jek tuz miek, chua luin jek sham wal, chua kwa jek wijak, chua yot ke wizda, churing ne lwa de, chaka rum kone kwe, chua kwe jek winin, Chwa wap is bell, chwa juri rodu, chwa jerem kapis, chuche webekan, a jin gan mandial, chwa juche diet jin, dung tana de ter, nying dit quill, canadit chor, tarwan chor, kachidit quill, nying canadit chor, tarwan chor, nying chor yang, canachoran, tarwan yang, kachachoran, nying canachor yang. That song, if you see the video for it, it's really nice.
I feel like I've just been serenaded. That was beautiful.
Yeah, that will be the time when we organize in a good way, and then my cousin Paul will send you the name of that guy. When you see his video, it's really nice. They dancing a lot, and they playing it in the DJ. Really fantastic. I love that guy. And there is a guy's name, Paul B., that man also is a dancer music, is a dancer musician. And then he say, Ta charba wacheng, oh, ba wacheng, Ta charba wacheng, oh, ba wacheng, Ba wa bool, ba wa bool. And then that song also is really nice when you see his video. Very good.
Oh, I'm so excited to compare them. I feel like you did a good version.
There's so many musician, dancer musician, the cultural, they're playing a lot of way to do the culture in South Sudan, but I am now pale to give you the best way to play them, and then people can see it.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you, sister.
Huge shout out to Gordon for that conversation. Excellent songs and an excellent a cappella performance that I will remember forever. Now this one is fresh off the press. New track out by Gordon is called Kone Karan and just came out this week. Take it out on a bit of a different note. Wonderful. And end on a rework of a Gordon Cohen track, Try Again, by Luluzu.